from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heart and Soul Summit. It is such an honor for me to interview these amazing co-authors of the book, Heart and Soul. And I know that you're here because you are on this journey of your own to live more from that heart space, to live more inspired by your own soul. And they have such great information to share with you. So I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I really do love doing what I'm doing. I hope that comes through, and I hope you feel that and the love and support that is here for you. And I'm so happy today to talk with our author, Robin Eagle Sage. She is one of these amazing authors I've told you about who is part of this anthology book. I'm going to read a brief introduction of Robin, and then we'll get started talking with her. Robin Eagle Sage is a medical intuitive, healer, clairvoyant reader, channel, teacher, and author. Robin serves clients the world over through private energy readings and healings via phone and Skype. She is also the founder of Sage School of Light and teaches weekly classes on energy reading and healing, including medical intuition, in a small group conference call. She is the author of the book, The Financial Alchemist, and creator of the CD, Soul Love, as well as three audio meditations, Love and Joy, Releasing Stress and Anxiety, and Financial Success and Abundance. When she is not helping people achieve their dreams, Robin is indulging her other passion, gentling wild mustangs. And Robin, I am so happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And, you know, I love the topic that you chose today. What you do matters. What I have learned as a medical intuitive. So I am totally in agreement with the first part of that. What you do matters. Everything matters. I believe that. I am really excited to talk to you about being a medical intuitive, and I know that that's why our listeners are here today. So will you tell us, let's just jump right in about this medical intuitive stuff, because I think there is some mystery around it. What kinds of questions do people ask in a medical intuitive reading?
Oh, that's a great question. Really so many different types of questions about any kind of health issues. So it could be, for example, thyroid, cancer, herpes, backaches, teeth problems, indigestion, and sometimes it's other types of issues such as car accidents and broken bones. Some people want to know if they should have an operation or if their healing process can resolve from energy healing. Other people want to get off their medication. They want help with that. And other people want help with herbs and knowing which ones they should take. And so sometimes I'll go through their pill collection and they'll hold it up to their body and then I'll read the energy of how these medications or herbs are actually affecting them as individuals. And that's what I love so much about energy reading and healing is that I'm actually checking in and reading the person as an individual, not just as a mass of people.
Wow. So it sounds like anything goes. Literally any question somebody has about their physical body, you'll talk about that with them and you can help them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So tell me about the process that you go through when you're doing a medical intuitive reading.
Okay, sure. So I work over the phone internationally and I have a person say their full birth name and then the name that they go by now. And that shows me their entire history of their life experiences and even before this lifetime. And if it's a medical reading, I'll ask to see the cause of their issue. And it's just like, as it says in the Bible, asking you shall receive, because whatever question I ask, that's the answer that I'm going to be given. And so I'll immediately start to see the blockages in people's bodies, the layers. And I'll read those layers and tell them about the issues that they've had in their lives that are causing the physical problems. And then, of course, the second part of the reading is about the cures. So, again, I ask to see the cures. And it's always about the emotional issues that have not yet healed and how to heal those emotional issues that are causing the physical problems. And then secondary to that, I will see things like that are more physical, such as diet, herbs, other healing modalities sometimes, Sometimes it's about their relationships or living arrangements or finances, the need for exercise and that kind of thing.
Well, that's great. So, and you see all of that in what period of time? Like if you're doing a reading, how long is that usually?
Typically an hour.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Okay. And so let's talk about a specific example of a cause and a cure for someone that you have worked with, someone that you've given a medical intuitive reading to.
Okay, yeah. One that I thought was really interesting was there was a lady who had problems with her ovaries. And when I looked into the ovaries, I saw a relationship that she had had. And so I described it to the lady, and it was really fun because I gave her all these details about she had had this romance in a foreign country, and I told her all the details about it and then how much pain she was in when they broke up and the deceit and the lies and all the things that happened in the relationship. And she just couldn't believe it because this relationship had happened 20 years prior. And, you know, she said, oh, I thought I healed from all of that. And that's what I hear a lot is people think that they've healed from things. But if I'm actually seeing it in their energy field, it means that they haven't healed from it yet. And so for her, the cure is to forgive herself, the man that was involved, and to let go of him in the relationship. And, you know, that's of course, not always easy to do. But the good thing about having a medical intuitive reading is that at least you know what exactly you need to pinpoint your focus on in order to heal.
That's great. So is there always an emotional cause for any kind of physical illness?
Absolutely always. That's always what causes it is fear, which is another way to say stress and fear, and then emotional traumas and wounds that haven't been healed from the past, and then, of course, the unhealthy habits are on top of all that, and the unhealthy habits tend to be more physical things like, you know, eating unhealthy foods, not exercising and things like that. But below all that, it is the emotional wounds that absolutely is the cause of the physical issues.
And so what would you say is the most common emotional cause or the biggest emotional cause that always shows up or seems to show up most often?
Well, there's so many different you know, physical issues that people have, but something that I see a lot in today's world is indigestion and thyroid. So I'll talk a little bit about what the reason for that is. And indigestion is because people have so much going on in their lives today that they just can't process all of what's happening in their life. And it's not like in other countries where we have where they have three generations living together, such as in Italy and Europe and different parts, most parts in the world, actually, besides our own in the United States, people have this really strong support system. And, you know, if you're busy, you know, grandma takes care of the kids and you can trust these people. It's not like you have to scurry around and find someone to pay for a babysitter because you're a single mother trying to do everything and, you know, take care of the kids and clean the house and make all the money and have a social life and all this. And so there's just so much going on for most people today that they can't digest all of what's happening. And so I really want to suggest for people that do have busy lifestyles that it's how important it is to take time for themselves to breathe and relax and to have fun and to be in nature, to breathe in all the negative ions and to be around a support system of friends, at least if you don't have family who you can trust and talk to about your issues. And then the thyroid, I believe that there's such a huge degree of thyroid problems today because I think we are having an all-time epidemic right now in the world in terms of being able to speak the truth. And, again, many people don't have the support system that they need, and so they can't afford to tell their landlord that they're an idiot for not fixing X, Y, and Z, and they can't afford to tell their boss, you know, what they really think about their boss. And even friends, you know, I see people who are not speaking to their friends and calling their friends on issues that are upsetting them because they're afraid that they're going to lose their friends. And that's what seems to happen in America, I've noticed, is that if you, you know, try to disagree with someone, people get extremely upset and they run away and they don't want to be your friends anymore. And, you know, I lived in Italy for a year, and I thought it was amazing how people would get into the hugest disagreements and argue at each other and even swear and, you know, really live it up. And then they walk away, you know, a second later, arm in arm, you know, best buddies. You know, so they really allow themselves to express themselves, talk about things, to communicate loud or quietly. And this is very healing, and I think that we have gotten away from self-responsibility today, and people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want, you know, you to call them on things that, you know, where they haven't been in integrity. And I think it's so important that we learn how to speak up for ourselves and do so, of course, in the most loving way possible, but to take the time to know that you matter, that your life matters, your feelings matter, that you matter, and it's important for you to speak up and talk to people about your feelings. And I think if the mass majority began to do that, then we would see the thyroid levels dissipating.
I think that's true. So, Robin, do you think that's why more women have thyroid issues than men? Is that it? Because guys often talk, you know, they say whatever they feel, and then they're okay with it. Women seem to, you know, not quite get over those things or not be able to speak their truth as often as men.
Well, it's really such a great point that you're bringing up, because I think that, for example, I've had some construction workers working on my house lately because my roof decided to leak and mold and all the stuff going on in the house that I had to repair. And I think if a man were to tell another man, you know, look, dude, you really got to paint better, or what, you know, you missed between the lines, or you didn't do this or that, they can hear that. But when a woman goes to tell a man something like that, many men who are not as secure as maybe they could be will become offended, and then it's scary for the women to speak up, because, you know, men are typically stronger physically and more powerful in that sense. And so, yes, I think that such a difficult situation for women to be able to speak their truth and to be heard at the same time. And then the other thing is, when women do speak up, people will call them bitches and, you know, say that they're not nice women, which, you know, of course is not true. Everyone should be able to speak up and speak their truth, hopefully in as loving way as possible when that's appropriate.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're working on that. We hear about that more and more. So I think we're working on that, speaking our truth, being more authentic and all of that. So hopefully that's changing. So, Robin, what would you say is the biggest emotional cause that creates disease?
Well, for women, hands down, it's rape and incest. So, in other words, any form of rape or pedophilia.
Wow. You know, I'm actually not surprised to hear that, because I know in doing all of these anthology books, you know, we've had more than 300 authors, almost 350 authors share their stories in these books, and they're almost all women. 99% of them are women. And gosh, I want to say at least half of them have had some sort of sexual abuse or rape or incest or something in their families. I know I had my own instance once when I was in high school. I know people in my family who have had this. So I'm not surprised at all. So knowing this, then, you probably know too, then, what is the physical disease or illness that manifests from this that happens with women?
Well, usually it's in the female parts of the body, so the ovaries, the uterus, the vagina, the breasts. There's so much pressure for women to, you know, nowadays have large breasts and, you know, have thin bodies, and, you know, women are just feeling so much pain from not being able to, you know, be that standard, that status quo that supposedly men are looking for. So we really need men to come forth and say, you know, you don't need that operation. You don't need the, you know, butt reduction or whatever, and to help women to feel more empowered and, you know, healthy, and to exercise together, maybe instead of having an operation, and just to bring in that feminine goddess energy of support. And hopefully the times will change and we'll have more balance in this world, and not a matriarch and not a patriarch, but something in between.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. I'm all for that. You know, Robin, I know that people often say that physical challenges like diseases, injuries, those kinds of things are opportunities for growth. But, you know, when we're in the middle of it, it sure doesn't feel that way. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. It's an opportunity for growth, because if you're going to figure out why you have this physical issue, you really have to meditate on it. You have to dive deep inside and see what it is that you're doing that's out of balance. And so it creates this whole exploration of yourself and getting to know yourself better, and then hopefully rectifying those issues. And so when you do that, when you, you know, go for healing with gusto, then it brings in this whole, it ushers in a world of more alignment, more satisfaction in life, and, you know, better health and happiness. So there are definitely opportunities for growth.
Yeah, and we often hear that. People on the other side of it are like, I'm so grateful that I had this breast cancer because it allowed me to open up to my family, or really, you know, it had allowed me to quit my job and move on the path that I wanted. So that's really the kind of growth we're talking about.
Right, or leave my husband, or my leave my wife, you know, that kind of thing. That happens in my school all the time. People sign up for my empowerment program, and usually after the first year, I see all kinds of huge changes being made. People, you know, changing partners and leaving where they live, where they hated, you know, living for years and years, to find a better place. And, yeah, once you start looking at yourself, meditating on, you know, the life that you're living and why and how you can make it better, it's just huge, wonderful changes can come about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Robin, tell me a little bit about how physical diseases and blockages manifest in the body, and also how quickly they arise.
Okay, sure. So, like I said before, all physical manifestations derive from fear, stress, unhealed emotional traumas, and repetitive unhealthy habits. And these habits generally take years to manifest, and first, they'll start as energetic. So first, they'll start as emotional blockages. And if you're an energy reader like myself, you'll be able to see that when you look at a person's energy field. You'll see the blockages, and they'll start on the outside of the energy field, what some people call the auric field. And then they'll gradually, slowly but surely, work their way closer and closer into the body. So if you don't pay attention to these warning signs, then they will just keep growing in, you know, stronger and stronger until it finally creates a physical manifestation. And that's why when things happen to you, it's so important to pay attention, such as even little things. If you hit your knee on the table and you keep hitting your knee on the table, it's your body is trying to wake you up and say, look, there's a problem going on here. Will you please stop and breathe and ground and meditate and ask what's causing this? And, you know, if you don't know how to do that, then that's what energy readers are for. We are to help people to understand what is below their conscious level of awareness, so we can bring that to life and say, oh, you know, when you said to Betty next door that you liked her cooking and she got upset, well, you know, whatever the strange situation might be, we can bring it to light, and so people can focus on that and take care of themselves. And aura healings are fantastic to receive, because that way you can use them as preventative medicine and to start working and clearing things out of your system so that they don't, you know, turn into physical manifestations. And healing is so possible. You know, it's 100% possible for any kind of disease that you have. But you know, you have to do the work. For example, I had, I don't know, about 2 years ago, I had 3 uterine cysts. They were cysts, polyps, and fibroids in my uterus. And so I did energy healing on myself about every other day for about 3 months. And then I went back to the doctor, and she said that I only had 1 left, and it was smaller than a pea. So she was amazed. She said, you know, they're pretty much all gone except for this teeny little thing. And so I realized that if I had done energy healing and reading on myself every day, they probably would have been gone completely. You know, and I've had all kinds. I've had so many different diseases that I've all cured myself from. I had typhoid fever from actually getting the immunization shot before I went to India. Back in the day, you had to have a slew of immunizations. And then I actually got salmonella from the food once I was in India. Because I was already weakened from all the shots. I had giardia from the water in Guatemala. I've had cancer, and then the uterine fibroids that I already spoke of, and I've cured them all with energy reading and healing. So, you know, diseases can be healed when the person understands what's going on with themselves and then begins to make positive changes. And this has to be, you know, your habits, it has to be the way you think, it has to be the way you feel, it has to be, you know, you have to create a lifestyle that you love and that's healthy, and that way you can heal from the inside out. And that's why some people that have cancer can heal themselves, and other people with cancer can have all the operations and chemo in the world, and the cancer keeps coming back, and that's because they're not diving in to find out what are the emotional issues that are actually causing this disease. And when I say emotional, I use it very generally, so it could be mental things, negative thought patterns that you keep thinking over and over again, like I'm not good enough and things like that. And so, of course, you know, if you have all the surgeries and then you repeat your negative habits such as drinking coffee and alcohol or eating sugar all the time or arguing with your spouse or not exercising, you know, then of course the cancer can come right back. So what you do really, really matters. It's so important to stay positive. And, you know, even my students who I've told a million times that it's so important to watch what you're talking about, and to keep it positively, even people like myself and others who know this, if you really listen, a lot of us are still speaking negatively. And so it's so important that you become more and more aware of how you feel, what you think, and what you say, and make it as positive as possible. And that will change your reality to a positive and healthy one. So you know, I hear a lot of people say, you know, I'm working on this and I'm working on this and it keeps coming back. Well, I just want to say everything you do to work on yourself, it is helping. So, you know, don't give up. Keep on it. Keep that positive attitude going.
I'm with you on that one, Robin. I totally believe in the power of positivity and self-talk and positive thinking and all of that. That's great stuff and important to do. So, you know, Robin, you have been doing energy readings. You've been doing this beautiful work for many, many years and have worked with many clients. What is it that you have learned as a medical intuitive?
I've learned that that we all have the power to heal, and that all issues within the body are a result of what's going on in our lives, and that everything we do, think, say, and feel has an effect on our body, mind, and spirit. And like you said, I've learned that the law of attraction is 100% true, that whatever we focus on will come about.
Absolutely. Well, that's great information. You know, Robin, I mentioned whenever I did your bio that you have a school. Will you please tell us about your school? And also, I know it's to teach people to read energy. Can you tell us, can anybody learn this, or do we have to have special qualifications or something for this?
Yes, everyone can learn how to read energy. It's a question I get a lot because everyone says, well, you can do it, but I can never do it. But It's actually so easy and very fun to learn. I can teach people very quickly. The reason why my program is 2.5 years is because once you learn how to read energy, it doesn't mean that you're grounded and balanced and healthy enough to read any subject. So in my 2.5 year program, we go through every kind of subject that there is. So if someone wanted a reading from you, you would be able to do it without getting all your buttons pushed and, you know, losing your grounding. So first we learn, of course, how to see and interpret colors and pictures, because that's how a clairvoyant reads, is with colors and pictures. And then we read auras and chakras, and then I've got 4 levels of medical intuition. We do finances, relationships, animal communication, spirit guides, and just so much more. And I teach everyone how to do this over the phone so that they can work internationally like I do, and have a huge clientele, since this is such a unique thing still in this world. I can't think of anything else to say about it other than my audit program, which is listening to the classes that I teach over the phone, are $38 per month, which I think is incredibly inexpensive because I want to teach as many people how to fish instead of giving them the fish. And my regular participant program, where you're actually on the class call, is $150 per month, and it's an enormous growth experience and opportunity for awareness, and something that I want to spread to the world that we can all do this, and it can become an amazing occupation.
Wow, that sounds terrific, and that sounds like I appreciate so much that you're even allowing the audit, because many people wouldn't do that, and that is so valuable, and I love the spirit behind that, too, so thanks for that. And Robin, I know that you have a gift for our listeners, and also I know that there are people on the call that would like to be in touch with you, perhaps, or learn more about you later. Can you please let us know about your gift, how they can get it, and also just any website or contact information you'd like us to have?
Yes, thank you. I do have a gift. It's a meditation called Financial Success and Abundance. And the reason why I'm giving this one away is because it's actually quite a long meditation and very detailed, is because I really want to help people to become more successful so that they can live the dreams that they, you know, would like, and to have enough money to do all the wonderful things that one can do in life. And you can find this gift on my website. My website is www.medicalintuitivetraining.com.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, I certainly appreciate that. I'm going to download your meditation, get that for myself, because, gosh, who can't use more of that?
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So this has been great. I really do appreciate all this information you shared to help us demystify this medical intuitive information, how it works and all of that. So thank you for that. And I really appreciate, Robin, that you were a part of this whole project. Sharing your story in the Heart and Soul Anthology book is awesome. I read your story. I know people will enjoy reading that. I thank you for that. I thank you for this information today. And I really appreciate your positive vibes and your good energy around all of this. It really makes a difference in the world, and it makes a difference to me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you, because I know that you are contributing amazing good to this world. So by learning more, up-leveling your skills and yourself is just a beautiful thing to do. And getting more immersed in the love and spreading the message of heart and soul around the world. So I appreciate that. Please continue to listen to the summit. Be sure to buy the book Heart and Soul on launch day, which is November 14th, and you will receive amazing gifts from our authors. So be sure to go to our book, Heart and Soul Book, on launch day, November 14th, and look at that information there, and you'll receive incredible gifts from our authors and our partners. So thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day.
Living from our heart.